This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is September 25th. To our fans, we back better than ever. Today is NFL Week 4 picks and kicks with Double R, Calhoun, and a new guy, Young Major. What's up, man?
What it is, man?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Calhoun, the people have been clamoring to hear some of you some more.
Yeah, right.
Nah, for real, we got fans. Believe it or not. Double R, as usual, is... Exactly. We international. We got DJ Antoine Scan Russia. We doing all right, man. We doing all right, man. You got to believe in your friends sometimes.
I believe in. We're not going to do this. I believe in my friend.
All right, so.
You got to believe in that hashtag. Hashtag.
Exactly. So, before.
Take a hashtag.
So, this is week four. We're talking about picks and kicks of week four of the NFL season. But real quickly, let's talk about last week. What stood out to you guys?
The Falcons lost. Oh, ass.
No, Giants got blown out.
No, Giants. That was Cam Newton put up 38 on the Giants. I can say that. San Francisco Kaepernick looking like dog shit. In counterstick again.
He's not good as y'all think he are.
Nah, I just... For Andrew Luck down to come to counterstick and beat them like they did, I didn't see that coming. And I didn't see the Giants getting beat the shit by Carolina. I didn't see that. That may be the two biggest ones to me. And the Falcons going down there and getting their ass handed to them. But you was in the building.
Chance to win the game, though.
You was down there. What did
I was
like?
In the building, and so fuck all these other teams. We are Falcons. We Falcons fans first around here. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna spend at least the most recap of the Falcons.
I'm going to tell you what I did. Mike Spill, we call up for your head in a minute, boy. We're getting restless around here.
That's agreed. Like, I don't know how it played on the television, but definitely live and in person. Mike Smith, it was two calls that he should have went for. Then he wound up kicking field goals that went in, but they were timid. So, it was one where it was like 4th and 1 from like maybe the 37 or something, and we went for the field goal. Now, the kicker hit the field goal, but I thought that he would have, the way we were running the ball, he should have went for it. And there was another one that was 4th and 1 on the Miami too. And I know the thing is you never take points off the board, but I just thought if he would have scored a touchdown, that would have ended the game. Cause at that point, I think we were up 10. And if you believe in momentum, we had all the momentum. And for him to kick we were up maybe 3 or 7. We were up 7, excuse me. But, you know, I just felt like he took the momentum and away from his team. And somebody who's not very adaptive football made this point. You're saying you not only don't you believe in your offense to get a yard, but you don't believe in your defense to stop them from scoring. And I never thought about that. And so I just thought that Mike Smith was really – I thought that was really bad. So to Double R's point, I agree.
Well, that was a long-winded response to Mike Smith looking like a bitch. Coaching now, right? He looked like a bitch against the Saints, dropping in zones, rushing 3, not being aggressive. He looked like a bitch then and let him off the hook. He looked like a bitch with Miami, right? So, listen, we need to start a campaign. No more bitches in Atlanta. That's what we need to do.
Man. Yeah, I can agree with that.
I agree with it. What did Bob come to Mike Smith? You're getting out-coached by big coaches. Everybody say out-coach is bad. You got the fucking win record. But when the game went live,
Major, any thoughts on the Falcons? We know you one of the rare treats, a guy who's from Atlanta who's a New Orleans fan.
Gay. From what I've seen, though, really, 4th and 1 on the 2, you go for it. They got a young quarterback, young team. You put them on the 2, you don't get it. Shit, they got them all 90-some yards down the field. So you got to also believe in your defense, man. You can't have a... Let's say one of the top secondaries in the league and be playing like
playing basically like shit.
Yeah, but we don't have a top secondary.
But I'm saying, listen, you got.
Think about it.
Asante came back.
Hold on, let me say something about Asante while you said that. Regardless whether you like him or not, they weren't even going to Mike Wallace. Like, Mike Wallace, he got the worst body. Like,
he got a blanket. Beautiful.
Yo, Asante did this thing on Mike Wallace, whether you like him or not. They weren't even going to Mike Wallace. Like, Mike Wallace, he got the worst body. Like,
he got a blanket. Beautiful.
Yo, Asante did this thing on Mike Wallace. I will give him that.
Everybody gonna pick on no shard. When you got veterans, guess what? You got veterans. You gotta make them march down the field. Who say your defense can't come up with a pick or a forced fumble and make while you trying to make them drive 90 some yards down the field?
I gotta agree with that. What I'm saying now is we don't have talent in some areas. You can say they're hurting some. The offensive line is a detriment of the team. The coaching is totally different. It's like they found out what to do last year, and they're like, fuck that, we're going to do something totally different. And that's just not working right now. I don't know what kind of ball they're playing, but it's not working. And we're looking like dog shit out there.
You really got to think about it, though. You got a physical freak in Julio.
What
if
I
get
mad at that Corey Beardman with a big piece on that defense?
I mean, I'm a little different.
They were using him as a big piece in that defense. That says a lot about our defense if we're using Corey Beardman like that. Only thing he good for is fucking that old white bitch on that reality show.
Hey, I agree with you, Calhoun, but I thought this Sunday our defensive line was one of our strong suits. I thought our front seven offense and defense were really good. Like, we ran the ball really well. And the defense got 5 sacks and 2 turnovers. I mean,
they dialed back up the pressure.
Yeah, I'm saying however they did it, they did it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now, the being the don't break part, I can see why you had a problem with it. But, I mean, that game, you have to like what you saw from them from a pressure standpoint.
I do like what I saw from the defense. The problem is our stronghold is our offense, and our offense looked like trash.
I think they forced the ball to Julio too much.
They always forced the ball to Julio too much.
You
got to
think about it. When he was throwing to him down the stretch, he didn't miss a ball.
You can't.
He always open, okay? How could you not? Like, last year, guess what? He forced it to ride it, and Tony Gonzalez, what that got y'all? This year, he trying a new route with
and
Julio.
And what that got us?
He trying a new route with Julio.
It's three of them here. We don't have to force the ball to no goddamn.
I'm finna tell y'all,
it's play calling.
It is. Y'all biggest expert is going to be Harry Douglas, man. Everybody going to focus on Tony. Exactly. Everybody going to focus on Tony, Roddy, and Julio. He the sleeper.
Listen, we're not.
Games in the NFL today, point of time, one in the slot. Your slot and tight end. And that's just being real.
We're not worrying about Harry Douglas. I'm going to tell you why.
Why not, though?
Because we're not even sharing the ball enough with the stars we got.
Hey, man.
Tony Gonzalez and Roddy White has been non-existent so far this year.
Roddy White had two catches.
Roddy White been hurt, too, though.
They've been non-existent. They haven't even targeted them. If you look at the first game, they're not even targeting.
How many games have he started this year, though, Calhoun?
When he's out there.
Out of the three games, how many games have he started?
All right, well, let's spin it forward and, you know, let's start this question here. On a scale of 1 to 10 being the Falcons should be shitting on themselves, 1 meaning they're cool. How worried should the Falcons be? Major.
Should be back? Oh, yeah.
Major, I'm going to address you.
I'm going to say a 6.
So you say they should be pretty worried.
Yeah.
Calhoun, scale of 1 to 10.
I don't want to be radical because I'm a fan. 6 sound reasonable. I'm going to say 7. Because there are some glaring problems going on here. And, well, no, let me change that. I'm going to say 4. Because there's nothing that we can't change here. It's really just the culture and the stuff that you've already seen. And as you're looking at it, a couple of powerhouses in the NFC are going down already. Green Bay look weak. San Francisco got weaknesses. It's early. And the Giants, it's early, but they all look a little weak. The only one that looks like they're back to form of them puss-ass Saints. Now, they look like they might be back with their gay-ass and their gay-ass colors. But the Falcons, it looked like just some coaching. Like, Mike Nolan turned it back up. Let's get this blitz back going. All major defenses blitz in the NFL. I mean, it's just where it is right now. You can't let no quarterback sit back and butt-fuck you.
Can't do it. The best defense is blitzing the NFL.
The best defense is blitzing the NFL, and they're very aggressive. You can't sit back. You know what I'm saying? Let them take you out, and then slip you the Molly and your champagne, and you ain't even know it. You got to go hard on them. So, it's not hard. You see they turn the curve here. Now, we need to get rid of that bitch, Deku. Any man, Deku really shouldn't be playing football anyway. He should be painting. That would sound like a fucking painter. And we need to get rid of that sorry-ass Dent, because he's still sorry as shit.
They had a play, I think it was Hakeem Dent in coverage. The Falcons blitz. It was a beautiful call by Miami. They sent Lamar Miller like on a wheel route. And the play was so wide open, he just dropped the ball. And I think
that
was,
that was six.
Yeah, I think it was then on the coverage play.
That was six.
So you say that you were four. Double R, what's your, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you get them? Like, how worried are you about the Falcons?
Man, I'm going to go right Calhoun as a four. But if you lose to the Patriots,
oh,
your
shit.
Ass is damn near grass, boy.
Yeah.
This is a must win. Ain't no way around it. This is a must fucking win.
It is.
Because you're supposed to beat Miami, then you got to come home, and I mean, you got to come out of this week and beat the Jets.
I got to agree with you that I think it's...
You got to go to bye week 3-2.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gotta agree with you. We gotta get a win, and I would say 4, not just because it's 3 games. And Calhoun made a good point. The only 3-0 team is New Orleans and Seattle, right? So let's say assume those two spots are kind of hard to catch up with.
A lot of people, this week gonna tell it.
Everyone.
Somebody like the goddamn like Tampa Bay, they win and we lose. You motherfuckers
ahead of,
not Tampa Bay, but Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say a 4.
This is a must win.
It is.
That motherfucker ought to win too and be ahead of us. And they suck. They don't relate to that.
And let's just be honest. It's time to start picking on somebody's little brother. It's time to get a major win in a major way. Tom Brady coming down in your backyard. You're not supposed to let him piss behind the tree.
You know where we going at, though.
Who?
That's coach's problem. Everybody gonna go at the rookie,
and our coaches look weak.
Well, let me ask you this then, because home may not be the problem. Let's say the Falcons go 6-2 at home. Can we win on the road? Because right now we're 0-2 on the road.
That's why we gotta win at home. Cause I mean, he's seen a weakness in his defense. Him and Tom Brady gonna pick on it. So the defense gotta play flawless, really.
No, Mike Nolan got to do the same thing he did last year when he played high-caliber quarterbacks. And that's what he didn't do in New Orleans. Last year when we played Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, what did he do? Disguise the defense, and he sent exotic blitzes. That's what he did. He sent exotic blitzes, and he disguised what he was doing. You can't just sit them sons of bitches in the 4-3, drop Corey Beerman and all, some slow-ass cracker who a utility man. You can't do that and then let them pick you apart in some puss-ass zone. It never works. I don't even know when does it ever work, really? I don't even know when does it ever work, really? This ain't 1985 no more. It ain't going to work. After the Tampa 2, that's not going to work. We don't have Rondae Barber. We don't have Sidney Rice. We're not sending 4 monsters and then get dropped 7 in cover. That's not what we got. We really need to send 11 motherfuckers. Because that's how weak our line is. And we got some shitty-ass linebackers. And we got one good safety in the backfield. I like Asante as a cover guy, but let's be—he don't want no action.
He
really doesn't know what he's running out there. What he can do?
Exactly.
Y'all best option at the other corner is Alfred.
I like Alfred.
Yeah, they didn't even get man. They put him in as a special teamer, and I was a little pissed at that. I thought, like I told Calhoun, I'm not a bit true fan, even before the Falcons got him. So. I'm not that high on him.
He our best nickel corner to be at.
Alfred probably should start.
Yeah, Alfred looked like our best between the two. We were saying that in preseason.
He got the best upside. He got the speed. He can cover. And he's a little more physical.
Man, if he get big, he gonna forget about his field out of the throwing shit and make a play next. Yeah. He gonna let one play break him.
True Front is the new D Hall for the Falcons.
He got the same numbers.
Why everybody keep running around here getting Deion number and not proving? I won't let another motherfucker get Deion number unless you at least do something. Everybody running around here 21 look good on me. No, the fuck it don't.
Let's spin it back. Because the Falcons, again, we talked 15 minutes about the Falcons.
We're going to talk 15 more.
And right now we can say the Falcons have let us down. We're gonna speak more about this later on. And we will probably do another podcast about this coming up soon. We also do award both our college and our professional programs. Well,
hey, can we change the name of? I was hearing this shit, Lewinsky, and who you giving some head to? It sounds big.
No, nah, it's the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. So, what do you want to name it then?
Something else.
Well, when you come over tonight, let us know. Right now, we're calling you. Right now, we're going to do our Lewinsky Award and our You Suck Award. And so, the Lewinsky Award is for a player who deserves a proper amount of head. And the You Suck Award is for a player, coach, or anybody who suck. So,
don't this sound gay.
We'll let Major go first.
Whoa. Yeah, who you want to suck off?
It could be your patron. It could be your Saints.
Oh, as of right now, I got to give praise to the guy Sean Payton for coming back, stepping up, and looking like he never left the game. I got to do that. And for the You Suck, they go with Tom Coughlin. Because the Giants looking
like shit.
They looking like shit. You might as well take them to the commode and just got them shit all on them.
Yeah.
They're just being honest.
Damn.
This is Digital Darren. I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning playing like the greatest football player ever right now. My You Suck Award is for the Minnesota Vikings. They lost to the Cleveland Browns, and they're 0-3. And I actually give Cleveland part of the Lewinsky Award, too. They came out and at least tried. And what more can you ask for from a team like that? That's pretty much giving up on the year. Calhoun?
Yeah, Rashard.
Rashard?
Man, right now, I got to get my You Suck Award. I'm going to get out to the fucking Jacksonville Jaguar. Y'all motherfuckers might not win more than two games. All these Jaguars drew me the fucking body out. Yeah, bro, they're going to hurt you, bro. You're going to hurt their status. You might not get 1,000 yards this year.
What about your Lewinsky Award?
Shit, I gotta call Peyton Manning. He's playing the best. He's playing the best right now. He know the defense. He knows you run out there on defense. And he throws it over, man. He beat me. He made even run the Raiders look like nothing. I got a little Peyton Manning.
Calhoun?
I'm gonna say good job, not no Lewinsky. I'm gonna give it Ashley to the guy who lost the Peyton Manning. I got two of them. Terrell Pryor, that was my first time really look that motherfucker. His receivers and shit let him down. His defense, that young boy ball out. And if you look at all the other quarterbacks who run the kind of offense that he run, your Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, and RG3 that week, last week, he actually looked the best as far as mobility, throwing, reading. He reading defense is good. Terrell Pryor really did surprise me. And I give the other one to Andrew Luck, who went to Candlestick and took goddamn San Francisco to the woodshed. And I think that was a good one. I have to get the You Suck, though, and we talked about this earlier, you may disagree, to fucking Cleveland. And even though you beat Minnesota, week two you decide to trash your fucking season and then say we're going to get younger and better, but you get rid of your number three pick from last year. I think that's just... I thank God I'm not a Cleveland Brown fan. Fuck all the rest of the stuff. Your franchise player right now is Trent Richardson. That's who your franchise player is. And the linebacker. What's his name? Dequan? Isn't that his name? The linebacker they got?
Kiki Mingo?
No, the middle linebacker, the good one.
Their
best player is Joe Thomas. Their franchise, though, the face of it right now with Trent Richardson. Until they fuck him over there, he find out through the radio. So their upper management is really... not giving a fuck about nobody. So, I got to give my You Suck Award to the Cleveland Brown management team, the front office. And I got to give a heartfelt shout out to the Cleveland Brown fans. Here you go, 10 more years with that bag over your fucking head and them dog costumes on. All
right. Now we're moving into the picks part of the session. Now, keep in mind, we do a pick of the game, straight up the winner. And then we pick against the line, too, for Vegas. So, for all my gamblers out there, we're going to help you win some money.
Oh, so.
So, the first game is San Francisco at the St. Louis Rams.
San Francisco should beat the shit out of
them. Nah, I wouldn't say that, Rashard. Go for one.
Man,
They've been splitting their division for like the last 2-3 years. So you know, division games are always going to be harder than
different ball games.
But you should win that Atlanta. It's in your home. It's in your stadium. You should lose to the Rams.
They just lost to the Colts at home.
Sure did.
Right. They go to St. Louis and play.
Oh, so they in St. Louis.
Sam Bradford looked like shit last week against New Orleans.
Yeah, but he looked damn good against the Falcons.
Did anybody see the Rams last week? The Cowboys beat the shit out of them.
Who you got, San Francisco? Who you got, Major? I like the 49ers, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a tough game.
You did about 2 touchdowns.
No. I say 8 at the most.
Okay, so.
All right, I'm going to say San Francisco, too. They still got way too much talent of a team to not get it together. And it's still early in the season. It is a division game, so it's not going to be no blowout or high fly. And to be honest, every team in that division is damn near built the same with that defense. Everybody got a ferocious line, including the Rams. And they got some real young talent, and they going to fly to the ball. So I'm not going to say they're going to beat. I'm not going to say more than a touchdown.
Well, the line is, we all agree that it's unanimous. We all feel San Francisco's going to win. The line is San Francisco by 3. Do you think that they're going to beat them by more than 3?
Yeah, they can cover that. I think they cover it.
I don't know.
It's going to be hard, but I think they cover it.
I think they cover it. So, you think they cover over 3, Rashad?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking that all day.
So, to all the bettors out there, you probably want to take that bet. Next up is Baltimore and Buffalo.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
EJ Manuel have been playing.
I like Buffalo.
I don't know.
I
see
they're
playing.
It's
Ray
Rice
back.
Ray Rice
back.
I don't know Ray Rice.
I don't think Ray Rice is back.
Ray Rice may be out for another week or two.
Boy, that kind of tough. They're really going to go down who got the ball left. Last year, we couldn't make the lead turnover.
I hate to go against tradition and just traditionally.
Flacco should play a decent game with another beat in Buffalo.
So you got Buffalo win?
No, he got.
I'll tell you, I'm playing Baltimore.
Okay, you
Flacco's got.
He ain't been playing like a rookie these last couple of weeks.
Sure ain't.
Who you got winning, Major?
I like Buffalo.
Calhoun, who you got winning?
I never like to go against the norm. I gotta go with Baltimore, and it's so iffy. I'm iffy about them, but I think they can take it.
I gotta go back to I'm the one who predicted Buffalo was gonna make the playoffs. So if my prediction is even anywhere near close, Buffalo has to win this game. So I'm going with Buffalo, and the line may be tricky for this one. Let's look and see what the line is. The line is Baltimore by 3. I don't think it's a 3-point game. I think if Baltimore wins, it's going to be by 2.
I don't think it's going to be close.
You think it's going to be Baltimore?
I think Baltimore covers the spread.
Okay.
I think they cover
the spread. Cover the spread, maybe?
No. I take Buffalo.
Yeah, you said you got Buffalo winning straight up.
I take Buffalo by the Buffalo with the spread.
With the 3. You take them with the 3. That ain't a bad
what about
thing.
You, Double R?
I got to take Baltimore. They should cover. Yeah, they should win by a touchdown.
All right, so to the gamblers, be well. That's kind of a trick bet. on that one, use your own discretion. Next up, we got the Bengals at the Browns. So you just gave the Browns a You Suck Award.
Yep, and I'm going to go ahead, and I hold Andy Dalton and AJ Green stick good dick in them. That's over with. Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals all day. Who you got, Rashard?
Man, you know I'm rolling with the Bengals, too. I can't go back with the Browns. I think the Bengals going to win their division.
That's true. Yeah. I like the Bengals. Bengals defense, they getting the jaw done right now. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Geno Atkins, they playing good. Yeah, I think it's unanimous. We all got the Bengals. I had a real quick, wanted to do a quick comparison. Because both of these guys have been balling, but it seems like, in my opinion, one has been doing it with a little more, with a little less effort. Julio and AJ Green. Right now, who would you take?
AJ Green, hands down.
I'm with you. I think AJ Green has been a beast.
By far. Yeah, I'm going with Julio.
By far, AJ Green was the best.
Like, why would you
coming out of college?
Like, why, I'm just curious. Why would you go with Julio when AJ Green is doing more?
AJ Green got less numbers with less.
He's his main focus. Julio doing whatever he's doing with a Hall of Famer, with a decent running game. He had Michael Turner, and he was up, but he was still running with him, and he still got right around the other end. AJ Green was just going to AJ Green, just like the same thing going on in Texas before they got this draft. The same thing going on in Megatron.
Bro, let me answer this. Answer this, Rashard and Calhoun. If you know the ball is only going to AJ Green, how can you not stop it?
You just doing the same thing with
us. No, how can you not stop it?
They're just not stopping it.
So who's the best? You got to have three other players to get you off?
And you, or you just by yourself? The Packers are forcing it to Julio.
If we force the ball to Julio, he'll still have better numbers.
He won't have better numbers than AJ Green.
Yes, he would. No, if he was in AJ Green position, he had the same numbers. Keep it real.
He would, but AJ Green would have better numbers than Julio.
Yeah, about the same number.
How could you not throw the
right
AJ
now,
Green?
Julio is going to lead the team.
Answer this. Who got the best hands?
AJ Green.
Who run the best routes?
Julio run
the AJ
route.
Green.
Who's the freak?
Oh, yes, he is. You got to watch.
Nah,
hey,
he ain't doing like Julio do.
I watch hard now.
Julio ain't bumming like AJ Green.
You got to think about AJ Green being double coverage.
Exactly.
He's a complete receiver. I'm going deep. Yeah, I take him all day.
He run routes too, Rashard.
I'm saying
he's a complete receiver, but
he is.
I'm going to just tell you Julio. And then you got to think about the upside.
You saying Julio because you're a Falcon fan.
They both was 1-2 coming out. The difference is, I think AJ Green is taller. Julio Jones is bigger and faster.
He's not faster than AJ Green.
You crazy? Yeah, AJ Green came out ran like a 4.4. He ran a 4.3.
Okay.
He's faster.
I give you that.
And he's stronger. I'm taking
Julio. All that doesn't matter when the play has been that AJ Green has been the better receiver so far.
Numbers don't lie.
Man, he
getting
the ball forced to him.
Julio getting the ball forced to him.
Not like AJ Green.
I don't know about
that. No, I ain't know about that. He ain't getting about four by AJ Green.
Like that, so let's be honest.
Let me be honest. They only got one motherfucking receiver.
They got a second decent receiver.
And they got Gresham over there, tight end. They just winning drafted the boy. Nah, AJ Green was doing
second receiver, bro.
No,
I've been watching them for hard not for since they came on. They got a second decent receiver.
I'm talking about you watching more of the Bengals game than you have been because they showing them. Nah, they forcing it to Julio just like they forcing it to Fitzgerald, just like they forcing it to everyone else who got only one. Megatron, just like they forcing it to Johnson.
But let me ask you something.
How many receivers they done with that old rookie? They got to throw it to him.
They
ain't
they
one on. They doing it.
You can't stop it.
All right, so the line is Cincinnati by 4. I think they covered it.
They covered.
All right, so we recommend that you take that bet. Next, we got Chicago at Detroit.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. Chicago has impressed me.
Very much so. They're going to win.
So I have Detroit.
Detroit has impressed me, too.
So I have Detroit.
But Reggie Bush out.
Reggie Bush practiced this week. He practiced today.
Oh. Well, I started off. I picked Detroit to go to the playoffs. I have them winning this game at home. Yeah.
I got Chicago.
I think I'm rolling with Jay.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall.
And
when that young boy on the other side,
Alshon Jeffers.
Yeah. He'll be looking good. And Sorry,
tight end
from Cameron Valley.
Yeah. I'm going with Chicago.
I like Detroit, man.
You
got to stop Kelvin Johnson. And Detroit got a little somewhat of a running game now, so.
What the hell Chicago got, Matt Forte?
But I'm saying, though, you know what you're getting out of Chicago. You don't really know what you're going to get from Detroit.
I think Chicago pressure going to be messed up, too, with Melton getting hurt. He was a really good player, underrated player. I just think Jay Cutler's due for one of those Jay Cutler three interception type games.
True. Hey, but Matthew Stafford due for one, too.
Agreed.
Hey. That's why you pay Matt Ryan the big buck.
It's really gonna come down to who can get their top receiver the ball more. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they got Megatron, but they do got Brandon Marshall.
You can't Brandon Marshall.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. They're not going to stop him. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. They're not going to stop him. He big and fat, too. They're not going to stop him either. Detroit, Chris Houston ain't stopping him. You better bet that.
Oh, Chris Houston. I remember seeing him in Green Bay. Linda's down there fainted. Linda's down there fainted.
Oh, hey, then Linda was going to tell her, hey, I want to suck your balls.
He's like, hey, you Chris, yo, for real, here to watch. I'm like, what the fuck does
this? We just drafted him. I love him.
Exactly. Anyway, the Giant, next guy, well, the line is Detroit by 3.
I take Detroit. I wouldn't take that. I take that line.
I take them 3.
I wouldn't take that line.
What about you, Double R? Would you take the line? Hey, so again, we split on this one, so bet that at your own discretion. Next, we got the Giants and the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
And everybody go with Kansas City on this.
Andy Reid.
Hey, Andy Reid has been looking very impressive.
I can't even go with you. I can't even go with
the game, sir. Hey, it's talking about. And they might be the one to come up. Hey, but just like Matt Ryan's line been looking like shit, but the Giants been fucking Eli.
The Giants just have a lot of problems. They can't stop nobody. Mm-hmm. I think them. It's 3 team, traditional teams who really suck this year, and people don't want to admit it. The Giants, the Redskins, and the next team we're going to talk about here. But the Giants have real problems because their defense isn't – the defense is looking old and the offense is looking inept.
Yeah.
So, this looks like it may be – it's hard to say 3-13 with a quarterback as accomplished as Eli, but it's looking like a 6-10 year for them.
It does look like 6-10, 5-11.
Yeah, like it's hard to say 3-13 for somebody like
that.
Well, they can't get nobody the ball.
But the thing about it though, the reason why you can't get nobody, you trade away all your good backs and your top back got hurt in like the first or the third preseason game.
And so, then the other one fumbled like hell.
Other, you got other one who have a problem fumbling. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to run your offense.
Should have never got rid of
Bradshaw.
Yeah, I can see that.
But then Eli turned around here, fuck it, chuck it.
8 interceptions, man.
Good God Almighty. You see some of the throws?
They got 11 turnovers in 3 games.
He's throwing in triple coverage in some of these things. Like, he look like it's 7 defensive player, 2 offensive player. Fuck it, chuck it. He throwing it.
So let me ask you, I like that fuck it, chuck it. We're going to have to keep that one going. Anyway, is Tom Coughlin in trouble?
No.
No matter what their record is, he's not in trouble.
No matter what it is. New Yorkers can shove it up their ass. No.
No matter what it is.
2 Super Bowls.
2 Super Bowls.
And he did it the hard way. No, he's
on both Super Bowls.
Let him be in trouble. Yeah, come on there and let him talk. We need you, baby. Yeah, let him be.
All right, so we all agree on that. And the line is KC by 5.
Yeah, they cover.
They cover.
They'll cover.
Everybody agrees that they cover on
this. You agree with Sean?
Yeah, I actually think KC may win by 10. It may be a double-digit win.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying because they lost 30. I'm just saying. And the Reed actually has them looking like they're dialed in.
Good.
Yeah, and so.
They already had the defense.
But their defense generating turnovers.
Yeah, they're saying
they offense.
Ball.
They got Alex Smith. They don't turn it over.
They offense haven't turned the ball over not one time.
That's what Alex Smith do. So.
I mean, so, yeah. I think that they have a really good formula for winning.
Yeah, they do.
And so, no. Next. I think this team is the second worst team in the league. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Minnesota Vikings.
Nah, Pittsburgh Steelers may be the worst.
They're not worse than Jacksonville, but they are really, really, really bad.
Nah, they're not.
They're headed for 3-13. They look old. Porn stars and football teams, you know when they've lost it. And they've lost it.
Porn stars and football
teams. For all the time, it took a toll.
You know, I just still hate betting against Pittsburgh.
I mean, you've been against tradition, but if you look on the field,
they looking like shit.
They gave up 40 in the night home game.
They look like shit on the field. Mike Tomlin he took away the video games and the ping pong and shit. That ain't gonna do it, Mike Tomlin.
You gotta think about it. They lost to a team where they've been beating
the shit up.
I don't know what's going on.
But on the flip side, they play another team that may be, if Pittsburgh is the second worst team, Minnesota might be the third worst team.
It gotta be a coin toss. Because I'm not going to believe in Christian Ponder. I'm not going to do it.
I agree.
This is a toilet bowl game.
I agree. Bless you.
Hey, Pete carried them last year. They done adapted to that shit.
Y'all. I mean, it's just hard to have that year back to back to back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're not going to have that unless it's hard.
It's hard. You got to think about it.
You getting 8-9 in the box. You really don't have a
receiver. Yeah.
Greg Jennings decent, but he ain't no.
Greg Jennings, you don't have a quarterback who can make you get out of it.
Greg Jennings is all right, but you don't have a hell of a.
That's but why would you go old when you know Matt Castle really like the long term?
But you know, Chris, you know, Ponder's not.
But this is his second year, right?
No, it's like his third, dude.
It's like his third year.
It's his third.
Well,
he been in the league just as long as Andy Dalton.
He sucks. It's over with him, Blaine Gabbert.
All them.
Listen, man.
They all came in the league.
If Billy was a shade darker, then he had to be. If they was some backs, they'd be out of here.
God.
If they were Spanish, they need to be. If they were Spanish, they'd be gone. If they were Gonzalez, Hernandez, well, we already know about Hernandez. If they was, they'd be locked up with her. All
right. So right now, so this game is such a shitty game.
Who gets it?
Who's going to? Let's pick. That's what I'm going to say. It's a toss up. Who you got then, Major?
Flip a coin. Heads or tail. You know, heads, Michael. Tails.
Make a, don't be a pussy. Make a choice.
I like the stuff.
See, it's just hard to go against fish.
Who you got?
I gotta go with them too. I mean, I'm not gonna go with Minnesota, even though Minnesota looking better than they look, and they look shitty.
Double R, you still on?
Nope. He must have switched the phone and started jacking off.
I got Minnesota. I think Adrian Peterson is the best player in the game. In times like this, you probably need to take the best player in the game.
Yeah, you got to start. But once they stack 8-9 in the box, there's no way he can get off. He's not a quarterback. So how is he going to get off?
I still think that.
That's where your play action come in too, though.
Yeah.
You got 8-9 in the box. You got to take advantage of what they're leaving outside.
Yeah, but all you got to do is put your best in. They still got, what's the cornerback?
Ike Taylor, man.
Ike Taylor over there who's going to be with Gray Jr. And they ain't got nothing else besides him. Is Cordell Patterson hurt or is he still playing?
Cordarrelle
Patterson.
Yeah.
He's still playing. He
they
speech.
I don't think they're
doing anything.
All right, so the line is Pittsburgh by one. I would bypass everybody on this and call this game a pick 'em. Meaning, I wouldn't even bet this game. Essentially, if you are a gambler, bypass this game.
If it's your team, bet with your team. If you're a Pittsburgh fan and you've been in Pittsburgh, you don't have a problem betting with Pittsburgh. If you're a Minnesota fan, neither one of them is threatening.
This is a game where you bet it'll come back to bite you in your ass.
One way or the other. That's true now. One way or the other, you can get it. But, hey, man, that's the whole point of betting, right? You got to have some balls.
Yeah, you do. But you also don't want to lose the game you think for sure, and you bet the most money.
That's the thing. There is no for sure right here. So,
yeah.
Proceed with caution.
Our next game is another toilet bowl game, but it's actually interesting from a certain standpoint. You got Arizona versus Tampa Bay.
I take Arizona. On behalf of Tampa Bay, bench Josh Freeman.
They did.
For a rookie QB, you never know what you're going to get.
For that fucking, what's his name?
The rookie QB. He's a rookie.
Yeah, I know he's a rookie. What's his name?
Oh,
he's going to get fucked good. Thank you. Thank you, Greg Schiano. Thank you. They got way too much talent to be playing like they're playing too, man.
0-3?
They got way too much talent for that.
So, who do you have, Calhoun?
I don't know. These sorry-ass teams, it's very hard to pick. I mean, that's sorry. Because they're on the same playing field.
They all are.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday.
I'm going to be bold here. I'm going to say the Buccaneers.
I have the Cardinals. I have Arizona winning. I have Arizona winning relatively big. You guys didn't look at college football, but Mike Glennon.
It's shitty.
Shit is beyond shitty.
Really?
He's a prototypical looking quarterback. He's 6'9".
He's white.
He might have won the genetic pool. I said like that. You know what I'm saying? And so,
he had a better chance of playing tight end.
Well, if you aren't talking that bad,
well, he's skinny, so
I haven't seen him. So they just have a lot of talent in Tampa Bay. I think Greg Schiano's a problem too.
So okay, so let me ask you this: while we're talking about it, did they give Josh Freeman adequate time, or do you think they gave up on him?
It's too early to give up on him.
The jury's out, but he is fucking up. You could say that a couple years ago when you didn't have Vincent Jackson
He didn't have that running game, but he got too much talent around him to be fucking up like
this. They got too much talent total, though. He haven't just lost the game. The defense lost the game against New Orleans.
Yeah.
Come on, we drove right down the field goal.
That was a close
and all the money you give Darrell Reeves, you got Deshaun Golston. You still got your front
seven. You got Barrow.
You got
Barrow.
Yeah,
Claymore. They still
you
got a lot.
I always feel like.
You just can't blame it on.
Somebody got to take the fall in that. You got to be QB or the coach.
So who would you
blame? I would have got rid of Greg Schiano.
I think both of them are the problem.
They're not seeing
that.
Josh Freeman
got to
complete 50% of his
pass.
Yeah, but Josh Freeman got some talent.
They not seeing
that. Well, he need more. They made some noise.
Josh Freeman made a laugh. He's living off of that 1 year, though. I mean, this is what, his fifth year? Or his fourth? It has to be his fifth year.
It's the same one as Stafford and...
But Stafford went to the playoffs. Stafford gives you tantalizing.
So you give somebody...
Stafford gives you at least a idea of optimism. You can sit back and say... But if nothing else, they can, you know what I'm saying, they can throw the ball. I don't know if Josh Freeman has given you that
chance. But you got also think about it too, though. They had one of the lead top rushers on the team. He come back this year. Doug Martin.
Yeah.
The hamster.
I mean, they have a lot of talent, but they aren't winning. So I think they both are a problem. You know what I'm saying? So just like the Pittsburgh game, I would call this a pick'em. I actually think Arizona's going to win big.
They might.
From a gambling standpoint, I would call it a
pick'em. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I like Bruce Arians. Even though they haven't got it on all cylinders. I like Bruce Arians. I like Larry Fitzgerald. I don't see how somebody motherfuckers keep a job, though. Carson Palmer, I don't know.
See, that, and I guess when you talk about quarterbacks, like, he should not be in the lead. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing against him. It's just he hasn't performed. Again, people living off of one great year. He living off that 1 year they went to the playoffs.
It's the completion for the protection for the collection. That's what it is.
Isn't that what Paul Mooney
said? That's Paul Mooney. What is it? It's the completion for the protection for the collection. Him, fucking Matt Flynn still getting a check, fucking Kevin Cobb. That's an atrocity. David Carr still right here getting a check too, right?
Yep.
The Giants. It's atrocious. But you got cats like Vince Young getting cut. Man, get the fuck out of here for real.
Alright, so now we're headed to the Colts and the Jaguars.
Come on. Hey, bet your house with the Colts. If you bet your house with the Colts, bet your kids' college fund with the Colts over the Jaguars. The Jaguars should be called the Kitty Cat. No, they should be called from here on out. Let's not even say Jaguar no more.
Kitty Cat?
The Kitty Cats. That's what they should be called. Until they do something, they should change their colors. To pink and purple.
Jacksonville may be the second worst team in the NFL history.
It's behind that Detroit team that went 0-16.
And they actually may be worse than the Detroit team. I think if you played them head up, Detroit would win.
That Detroit team had a lot of close losses too, bro.
Exactly. These guys are horrible. And, you know, to lose 45-17 in the NFL is a disgrace. So I know we all have Indianapolis. And the line is Indianapolis by 10. You couldn't make this line high enough. You know what I'm saying?
Cover it.
Exactly. Go for the bet. What would be a realistic line that would make you bet Jacksonville? Where they made the points.
28.
Ended by 28. What about you?
It'd have to be in the 20s.
Yeah, it'd be something crazy.
It would have to be in the high 20s.
And they still might not cover it. That's how bad they are. They still might not
cover it. So why wouldn't they go out to Tim Tebow?
Hey, you going to bring this shit up? Because he sucks ass. That's why. They don't want to get worse.
I mean, what's the difference?
They don't want to get worse than what they are. Listen, they don't want to interrupt Tim Tebow from bagging groceries at your local Piggly Wiggly mall and have him come back out here throwing football.
He won a playoff game.
Listen,
I can't give him that. He took a team that was broken clock right twice a day.
Yes or no?
He took all four teams to the playoffs.
So what? I'm not about to give this team.
So if he joins Jacksonville right now, they have a possibility for the playoffs. Based on Tim Tebow's previous record.
I guarantee you. All my lunch money for the week. That'll make you a rich man. All my lunch money that motherfucking Tim Tebow could turn the Jacksonville Jaguars around. No. He sucks.
I wouldn't say he'll turn around, but he'll probably make a difference.
I'm going to be real with you. It'll be better than what they're doing.
He'll make a difference.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to be real with you. It'll be better than what they're doing, but he's not the answer.
All right, so next we got... Seattle at Houston.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
I think that's a sneaky good game.
That's going to be a good one. I think Texas is going to get their weight up. Playing better than what they've been playing. But I think Seattle's going to... You know, the Seattle's a juice squad, baby.
They got 20 motherfuckers on juice. They got 28 guys. That's six star. That's six bench players coming on. Everybody getting a shot in the ass. You know how Pete Carroll played? She to go home. You know what he do? USC days.
So you got Seattle.
Oh yeah, I got Seattle.
Who you got?
I'm gonna have to go with Houston on this one at home.
I do.
Oh, where they at?
Yeah.
See, the thing is,
who you got?
I might go with Houston at home.
Seattle's
always good at home, but on the road,
I'm going with Houston too. I think that this is a classic matchup. Beats a team that you don't think he beat game, and gets everybody excited just to lose to, I don't fucking know, the Raiders the next couple of weeks or something. This is the game matchup lives for, where he fools you into thinking he's more than what he really is.
Yeah, this is a big game for him.
So I think you got to think about Aaron Foster, man.
I mean, he's not been happy. He's been splitting the run with Ben said. I think you got to start about him that putting it in the stomach. Man.
You got to also think about this, too, though. On the road, Seattle offense is not that good.
No, they're not.
He really don't have any hell of a weapons. You got Marshawn Lynch. But how much of the load can Marshawn Lynch carry on the road?
He can carry a lot of it.
He can, but guess what?
Golden State is respectable, too.
But you also got the ball hog back, too. So that make a big difference in your secondary.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it make a big difference in your secondary.
Hey, what you call a comeback, though? The goddamn Legion of Boom is back all together. Don't our baller come back this week? He was suspended. Ain't he back? And is Bruce Irvin back? I don't know if they're back. If they're back, that put another spin on things.
Make a pick.
I like Houston.
Make a pick.
If they at home, I'm going with Houston. See, I don't play good on the road.
Next week, now we're starting off at the 4 o'clock games. We got New York versus Tennessee.
That's a shitty game.
The Jets versus Tennessee.
Where they playing at?
Tennessee.
Look, the team's 2-1. Oh, you say the Jets?
Yeah. Keep hitting the game, son. We just talked about the Giants.
So, see, you know what I was talking about. Let's see. I'm going with the Titans. At home, I'm going with the Titans. I don't believe in Geno.
Has Rex Ryan saved his job?
No. They're going to roll this slim, fat ass out of here. He don't make the playoff this year.
What, they 2-1? Are they the most surprising team to you?
There's 2-1?
Yeah.
Maybe that's 2-1.
I mean, just in general.
No, they're not the most surprising team.
Damn
it. Not off my head, no. The Giants probably the most surprising team.
The Jets versus the Titans, who you got in Tennessee?
I'm gonna go with the Rook, Geno Smith.
Man, we're making some real noise around here.
I think Geno has been above average, not good, not great. So, no.
Still playing like a rookie.
Yeah. I can see how you pick them on. I mean, because Tennessee is nobody's power player, but I don't know. I just think Tennessee at home is enough. This may be a good game for different reasons, but we got the Eagles at the Broncos.
No, Peyton Manning going to do. You might put up 40 again. Easily. What's the point spread on that?
The point spread is Denver by 12, which is pretty high for a team that can score.
They won't be very high. They won't cover. I don't think they'll cover.
Yeah.
For one, I think Vic and Shady are going to get loose this week.
Nah, okay, stop right there, because me and Calhoun talked about this. It seems like Vic is the problem with the offense.
You can say that. in certain glimpses, he is. But, hey, when he got it rolling, he got it rolling. And you got to respect that.
I don't respect Chip Kelly often. I think his scheme. That scheme gonna tie that defense out. And you don't wanna, this is what I do know from watching years of this. You don't wanna get in a shootout with Peyton Manning.
No, you really don't.
That's what you don't wanna do. And that's what Chip Kelly keep aiming for, a shootout. And he don't have enough bullets.
For one, you don't have everybody healthy.
I don't give a damn if they had everybody healthy. I don't give a fuck. You don't wanna get in a shootout with Peyton Manning.
It's hard to play in the regular season. It's hard, period.
In the regular season, it doesn't play all Super Bowl. But in the regular season, Peyton Manning, I think I'm a god in a helmet.
Yeah, I agree. agree.
So you got them by some.
I got them, and I got them winning big. I wouldn't bet no 12 points though.
Nah, they
have. Chip Kelly got them. They coming.
Major, who you got?
I like Philly, man.
Overall, you to beat them?
Is this? Let's talk about the line first, and then we're gonna address Michael Pitt, because we've talked about this in bits and pieces. The line is truly Denver by 12. I don't see nowhere in hell Denver covers that line. And I respect Denver a lot. They're probably the best team in the NFL.
Right so now, yeah.
Now I don't see how they cover.
They don't cover
a 12-point against a team that can score. Like, yeah. even if they're getting their butt ass handed to them, victim will find
the back door. For one, the reason why I say Philly, Denver really haven't, they pass rush. So if you can't get the Vic, he going to eat you alive. I mean, you got to think about it. He can run. He can beat you with his feet. And he can also throw in the tight window.
If you can't get any pressure, you can take
the star quarterback in the league. You can't get pressure on him.
Yeah, he'll do that.
He's going to look like an all-pro
quarterback. He'll eat you because this motherfucker.
I'm saying with his legs and his arms.
His playbook is as thick as a coloring book.
So, no,
he's never been one to read defenses and all that type of shit.
That's his downfall. He can't read defenses.
Exactly.
But he also can beat you with his legs.
And no legs looking 33 now.
But Vic still can run, though.
And you see, he was peeing out, though. He getting tired. He's strong. He can't cut like he was cutting. Father time is starting to work.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you run in 20, 30 plays in the first half.
And that's why Chip Kelly offense is going to fail.
So in the second half, what you think he's going to look like? What your legs are going to be like?
Smicky like they look like. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I'm saying. So that's why I think they can score. That's why I'm going to bet that.
They can score with the best, though.
Because they're going to tie their defense out, without a doubt. Those folks come to the line, slamming the ball.
One, they can score with the best, though, because there ain't too many people in the league to stand from Deshaun Jackson.
But for the most part, well, you seen what happened last week. They just potted his little ass up. He can't get off the line. And then all you got that calling Riley Cooper, this fucking racist ass. I told you what happened. He would have said the right words. I know you're going to blur that. Then he wouldn't be there. But they don't have shit. And why they want to go get T.O. or Chad Johnson, be on me? I guess you got to have blonde hair and say from time to time.
Nah, I don't see why you don't get T.O. I can see why you don't get T.O.
Because now he's coming out with that bullshit.
Yeah, Ocho Cinco now. Ocho Cinco.
He deserves another shot in the league.
He really do.
I really think he do.
Oh, T.O. is one type of distress. He's distress you don't want. Ocho Cinco is a... He's not really a distraction.
And he just headbutted a live mouth bitch.
That's all.
What the fuck?
A gold digger.
Listen, if the gold digger ratchet ass hoe, if they were 1950s, they would have thrown him a parade. Well, a man can be a man.
Then blackballed.
Now you get blackballed for discipline your bitch. That's an abomination. We do not encourage the use of domestic violence on this show.
You're just telling you from that Pimp C generation.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to know younger. That's otherwise.
But to piggyback what you're saying, yeah, you should go out and give one of the top receivers when he was playing a shot.
Yeah, he really
he can about a lot of offenses right now.
And even if not him, why is Brandon Lloyd not with you? I don't understand.
He don't seem like he's doing acting now, so I don't know if he's even interested.
He's not.
Yeah,
he's not even interested in football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that for him it may be
action. What is he acting?
But you got to think
he's
about
like
it too,
though. Broadway or something. He don't have a major part, but he's like in some plays.
He in some plays, and he got a little short move.
Yep. He must become a player move or something.
No telling.
Next, we got the line. We talked about the line. Next, we got Washington at the Raiders. Now,
shit. But it is going to be fun to watch them two young I bet you this is going to make them like they're back in slavery days. And watch these young bucks go. No, this is going to be. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch.
Who you got?
RG3 gets his first win. Look how you laugh off. Huh? I think RG3 gets his first win in the black hole.
I'm going with Oak.
I'm with Major.
Terrell
Pryor, you just look Terrell Pryor off.
I'm not gonna lie, he looks good, but the team is shitty.
Washington is the worst. Washington gave up the most yards in NFL history to this point. Like,
now don't come with me no ESPN stats.
It don't matter. It's just true stats. Washington has a series of problems from the coach to the defense to the quarterback.
And what the fuck do I'm gonna have?
At least you can say that. Put it like this. If they trending, you can say Oakland's trending up.
watching this trend down.
I think it's just an overreaction because of what's going on.
Hey, 0-3 and they getting the shit. They getting the shit beat out of them and trying to come back.
I'm going with them getting their first win in Oakland. Let's go RG3.
What about you, Mage?
I'm going with Oakland. Where's the point spread?
Talk without me, baby. You ain't got to wait for me to say something.
I'm going with Oakland. Where's the point spread?
The point spread is Washington by one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm looking at that. Sorry. Washington by three.
No, Washington won't cover.
I don't know
if they'll cover it. Because I think they might win. You got to think about it. For one, both offenses start late.
Yeah, they're not dynamic.
But from what I seen Monday, Oakland can get it started early. So.
No, they got the shit beat on them.
They actually put up 25 points.
Great. No, that was garbage points. The whole first half, they scored like 7?
Scored 7 points.
Yeah, no, they didn't get. What you mean what you saw Monday?
How many points did Washington scored in the first half?
Yeah, Washington was down 33 to nothing, right?
All their points have been in the second half.
What if he isn't as good as everybody think he is?
He's as good as what they think he is. I think a problem too is
they rushed him back, man. You got to
get
hurt.
But that's
you got to think about everybody.
He's 300 yards every game.
Garbage yards.
Just to your point, like Terrell Pryor, those are third down 33 men. Hey,
garbage yards. Yeah. Everybody's not an AP. You can't come back and just have a hell of an impact, man.
Yeah.
All right. So next game, Dallas at San Diego. Don't think Dallas is good as 2-1. I don't think San Diego is bad as 1-2.
Yeah, that's a good statement.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm actually gonna take San Diego at home.
That's a good pick.
Dallas got the line by one.
I agree with the San Diego.
I'm gonna go against the grain here. Call me Skip Bayless. I'm gonna go with Dallas.
Why you going with Dallas?
I think they're better. I think they're better than that. So I think Dallas will win.
So you're taking Jason Garrett and Tony Romo on the road. Let me rephrase it like that. You're going to take Jason Garrett and Tony Romo on the road.
I never want to take Tony Romo. I don't want to take Tony Romo on my flag team. But I got to give it to him. They looking a little hot. I got to give it to him. I don't like him.
Okay.
But I got to give it to him. And I think they cover the points. So if they beat win by two, they'll kill the points.
One name, Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers is coming back to form.
Phillip Rivers.
You know, I like Phillip Rivers since day one.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. All right, so next.
They only win is against Vic now.
Next, we got the team, the hometown Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots.
I got money with the Falcons, but I will say this. I bet that money before the season started. Knowing what I know now, I'm probably going to tell everybody to bet off. That's very nice.
So you take the win.
You got balls. Stay with your bet. You're a fan.
It's Atlanta by one. By one.
We want to win by one.
So you go with the Falcons.
I go with the Falcons. I don't bet too much against Matt Ryan and the Don. Like, I'm not going to bet against Seattle Seahawks in that fucking, in that speaker they call it
12 man.
About one.
We want to win by one.
So you go with the Falcons.
I go with the Falcons. I don't bet too much against Matt Ryan and the Don. Like, I'm not going to bet against Seattle Seahawks in that fucking, in that speaker. They call it
12 man.
They call it 12
man.
Hey, boy, they got the hardest stadium going.
The 12 man. I'm going to bet against Seattle man for a reason.
And I'm not betting against Matt Ryan in the Don. So I'm going to go with them. What you got, Major?
It's really a toss-up for me. I really don't like neither team. But on the outcome, looking at what I'm looking at in the players, and Tom Brady don't have anything on offense.
He don't have a goddamn thing.
And he's still getting his yard done at 3-0, but you can never count out Belichick.
No.
I would like to see the Falcons get their second win before they go into their bye week. So I take the Falcons.
We got a real treat for the fans. We got my guy Mario sliding in. He's going to give his thoughts on the Falcons in a little while. Major, who you have winning?
I say I take the Falcons. Okay. The one and only time you will hear that come out of my mouth.
So I'm saying
it's the Falcons.
I actually think the Falcons are going to win by 4 points. Let's do a good case, bad case scenario. Falcons win. Where they at now?
As far as, like,
season wise,
there's hope.
Even at 1-2, y'all still are a playoff contender team. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah, they're not contenders.
You can't get it twisted. They always gonna be contenders.
It seems like Miami's a halfway decent team
with the talent they have.
Miami's on fire. This is what everyone has to do. And even with RJ3 and all of the, even with the Giants and everything going on now, you can't overreact. We're only 3 games in, and that there's a lot to turn here. This is what happened. Like we were talking earlier, the CBA and all that. Teams are having to get shit together on the fly now. During the games, it ain't the same training camps, not the same stuff. So you have to do more practice and whatever during real game situations. So there's gonna be adjustments made.
Oh yeah, I agree.
You know, so I think everybody'll be fine. Oh man, in the building, man, what's going on?
Yeah, we talking Falcons and Patriots.
We got Falcons.
We got to talk
the Patriots.
Yeah,
Patriots
win.
Yeah, I got the Patriots. Why? Anybody taking in the bet?
I am.
Tom Brady and Belichick.
I'm taking
20. Mike Smith. And Matt all day. I take it. And that comes from a Falcon fan. I'm going to be rooting for the Falcon, but I bet my
at home.
At home.
Matt Ryan's the man at home.
Yeah, that's what they said. I ain't seen it.
Man, Brian got everybody ready to jump ship.
I ain't ready to jump ship, but I really believe we done bought some fools going for 100 million.
Talk about
the
He's not $100 million quarterback.
He's crazy as hell.
Yes, he is. Why does he say he's not $100 million
quarterback?
What have he proved to get $100 million?
He got. He had.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Flacco won a Super Bowl. How much money did Flacco get?
$100 million.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. How much money did Aaron Rodgers get?
$100 million. So have Matt Ryan won a Super Bowl?
Excuse me.
Tony Romo.
What? Well,
Wait a minute. Okay, Matthew Stafford. No Super Bowl. How much money he get?
He got about 6 to 8.
But the contract is about $100 million. That's what you get.
First contract.
That was his first contract.
No, listen. And then they added on the switch. Who knows how much he make a year? He got $100 million contract.
So why do you think Matt Ryan is over $100 million?
I'm glad.
Answer this.
I'm glad it's my turn.
Answer this.
I tell you right now,
people listen to the foolery.
No, this is gonna be straight up. This is honesty. Let's be honest here. He has one of the best fourth quarter comebacks since he's been in the league. He may have the number one fourth quarter overtime comebacks. 1-2, he is so consistent. Once you get past
losing a big game?
What you talking about? He's the first quarterback in Falcon history to ever go back to back. Period. You talking about someone who done went 13-3 twice.
What 13-3 get you?
What you mean? He got us to the NFC Championship game.
He got you. And what you win at the NFC Championship game? Did you win the NFC Championship?
Listen, we all stumble at times.
That's the typical Atlanta fashion or Atlanta. He just being biased.
Nah, let's be real. That's the typical.
Matt Ryan is a top 10 quarterback. Yes or no?
No.
We talked about this.
And then you got a pool of Eli.
You
want to pick.
You got Eli looking
short. You know Eli right now?
Eli got the ring. He got the jersey.
You got to go with
Blake. Okay,
All right, so we got four.
We got Eli.
You, so you gonna give Flacco? You're not gonna give Flacco.
I
like Phillip Rivers.
No.
Yeah.
The turnover man.
No. Like Andrew Luck.
No.
Hey, y'all. What about
Will?
What's the ultimate goal of playing in the NFL?
Y'all ain't like you said, this ain't basketball.
No, it's not.
And it's 22 stars. So we ain't going off that shit.
But that's it, though. How many turnovers did Flacco have in the big game?
None.
How many did Matt Ryan have in the big game?
Yeah.
Matt Ryan may throw two, maybe three.
They don't call him Matty Ice for nothing.
Matty, shit.
Calhoun made one good point, man, and I say this. It took Peyton Manning 9 years to break through. So that would be the thing that would go for Matt Ryan. That would be the biggest thing going for Matt Ryan.
I'll say this.
Both of them just emergency.
We all agree.
He a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I said he cracked the top 10.
I just think
he's going to right now, y'all say 8. I'm saying 7-6.
Because I think him and Joe Flacco are the same. Okay, since he got the ring, put him over.
Top 10 quarterback get $100 million.
Top ten
quarterbacks, no matter which one it is, get $100 million.
So I got Matt Ryan and Dalton in the same look.
No, then look at this guy just pull everybody out of his ass.
Somebody else told me that.
No, he's not.
I like Andy Dalton. He's a team though.
I know.
No, he better than Matt Shaw.
Where has he done for you to say that?
When?
He does.
Matt Shaw is one.
Not like him.
His record, I think, is like second. In the league in 5 years, his record is like
in the five seasons, one.
With his boy,
And Matt Shaw got more on playoff victories, though.
How many Shaw got?
Two or three.
Nah, I'm not going by that shit. You talking that playoff shit, me and you don't know us, so nah. Man, that was that bad play call. They had the momentum. This son big call.
You
just said he take control of the field.
Mike Smith took that out. They walked down the field, right? They went down the field. That's what they call timeout.
With your quarterback, though, when the coach feel like he got to do that, I take you back. Like, just say he ain't ready. Even the year before last, when New Orleans came here, it was 4th and 1. They were trying to keep Drew Brees out the field.
And they ran
Michael Turner. That play with Michael Turner.
What you see?
I think
Aaron Rodgers deserves $100 million. Jim Jordan Nelson. I'm gonna run a slant. That's the same equipment as a run play.
Yeah.
Quick swing. It's making it work. Crumbling under pressure. Our coaching staff, they fold like a deck of cards. Let's be real now. Let's be real. That play calling get pussy. If that was aggressive all day, they're going to turn to a bunch of pussies at the end. They're going to get scared. Like I said, they had the momentum coming down that same game. This son of a bitch called timeout. And they called out like, oh, New Orleans got to regroup. Timeout Atlanta. What the fuck are we doing? We got them on their heels. You let them regroup. You know that dumbass play third down and here come fourth down. You call timeout.
Oh, yeah.
Timeout. Mike, they got $200 million contracts.
We need to deliver.
They lose the deal,
and they lose the
mix.
On the bench.
Right here talking.
I'm just saying, y'all talk this shit about him.
But think about it. We got it first. The line is Atlanta by one.
We cover the spread.
Over the Patriots?
Yeah. You said the Patriots winning, so you don't go up. You bet against the line anyway.
Hey, we got 20 on the game.
I just think Tom and Belichick don't out-scheme Mike Smith. Even though Atlanta probably got the better team on paper.
Listen, they run around here with Tom. They run around here with Diego, who's in jail now, Hernandez. You know, he was trying to be Pablo. So, then he's out of here. Gronkowski running around here on the. He may be sick on with ball.
He may be sick.
He want to play with balls with his shirt off and meet porn stars. So he's going to be resting if he come back. Tom Brady about as rowdy as Lil Jolly. These goddamn receivers they got don't understand shit going on.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I said the same name about Pittsburgh and all that. This is the beginning.
Tom Brady show you, though. I'm going every year with Ness.
No, we're going to see it this time.
How many times are you going to be in different receivers?
That's that sorry NFC East ain't in. They always go out with the AFC, excuse me. That's why. Man, let me tell you something.
Tom going with Ness.
It ain't happening.
I'm saying you got a lot of confidence in their defense.
So, ours or theirs?
Either.
No.
Our offense is stalled out. They've been showing you.
That. I don't know. I think
you really think Tom can't figure out what we're doing on defense? As shit as it been.
And fuck them. Yeah.
And that's not what's gonna happen Sunday. No.
Yeah. Listen, you come to that dome as a whole other team, just like Seattle.
Every home team got their perks.
Yeah, but some teams really look like two different teams: one at home and one away. And Atlanta's one of those teams, especially this year. They don't look the same.
After by one. I know they need to win. Am I nervous?
You know what I feel like? I feel like a guy who was fucking a stripper in the condom pop.
That
has happened. He was fucking the prostitute in the condom bus. And you go get that test. Not nervous that guy feels? That's how nervous I am about this game. All
right.
You should be.
I think if they lose this game, boy.
Matt, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Falcons right now?
I want to tell you after Sunday,
you'll give me the word.
Sunday is like a...
That's a make-or-break game.
That early. But say the same thing about the Packers last year when they lost 1-4 or something like that. It was the flute play, and they still made a run for it.
So let's flip it like this.
If the Falcons go to 1-3...
Oh no!
That's what I was going to ask you. What best case scenario? How do the Falcons look if they win?
Depending on how they win. I think they still just average.
No, if they beat Tom Brady,
I don't even think
the Patriots got a great team.
I'm saying not firing right then. Is Mike Smith's job in trouble if they lose?
Yeah, I think
everybody's job is in trouble. Not only Mike Smith. You got to think about it. I'm the head coach, but I'm not calling a defensive play. I'm not calling an offensive play. So you got to look at it all ways.
I think the other guys are in trouble more than Mike Smith.
And the thing was going on with them, though, they lose on every aspect of the game. Special teams. It ain't just one side of the ball. They lose on every side. Special team ain't really been good.
Eric Douglas fucked them last week.
He how you get choke slammed. They choke slammed the man. The man let the ball go 10 yards that way and then thought to run up on
him. I thought the referees were going to call that a fair catch because he was doing like this the whole time, waving people away from him. So I thought he that meant.
What I don't understand is how we're stalling out so bad on offense. You have 5 Pro Bowlers on offense and Steven Jackson.
How you ending so bad on offense? How the offense just stalled?
Offense high and out, though. Y'all got probably one of the top offenses in the league.
Yeah. That's when your quarterback, the head of your team.
That's why you don't deserve $100 million.
That's why you don't get the. That's why that $100 million looking a little bit like
that's what, $100 million. 9 times 10 and me. And I got them type of weapons when the coach will call and be like, hey, we going no. I got all these athletes out here.
Sunday, the Falcons actually did a good job of going. They went a lot of unbalanced and a lot of hit, bringing in the extra linemen, and they got a lot of success with that. And so, let's go on to 4. We don't talk about the Falcons a lot. Let's go to the last game. It's our hated enemy, the Saints versus the Dolphins, which is a really good
game. The Dolphins put 50 on their bum, man. Man, we'll beat the Dolphins in our sleep, man.
I think they're gonna beat the Dolphins.
Man, we'll beat the Dolphins. We at home.
I think they're gonna beat the Dolphins. It was at the Dolphins. I think they'll beat the Dolphins.
We'll beat them, man.
Hey, we need to goddamn.
Who you got?
I got the Saints.
Who you? Mario?
I take the Saints because they're at home. I take the Saints. They won at home.
They ain't playing on Mars.
I hate to say this, man. The Saints. I think they underrated right now. People are talking about the Peyton Manning in Seattle, but. Nobody's mentioning the Saints, and they're kicking ass. Right?
You gotta give them.
They're not kicking your ass. They're grinding their games out.
But I'm saying, the thing about this.
One game, 30-7.
But the other two, they didn't. They grinding with the side, and they grinding with Tampa Bay.
Thing about this, though, last year, those are the games we lost.
Y'all win, they got the best thing. John Bain back. Everybody know that.
The head coach makes a big difference, man.
Huge difference. That's why Mike Smith won me. Boy, his seat, I'm on like electric chair.
Head coach makes a big difference, man.
All right, so everybody got the Saints winning, and the line is pretty high. The Saints by 7. Do they cover that line?
They cover.
So you think they win by 8 or better?
I think they win by 10.
That's pretty high against a 3-0 team.
You got to think about it. Miami been winning off. I say somewhere of talent.
The Dolphins won their same game last week, just like the Saints won their same game last week.
Both of them
didn't look good. Both of them struggled from behind, but made it happen in the end.
Their defense can't stop our offense. And this is what I look at. The team we have faced and struggled with being, let's say, division round.
I can say that 7 is just a lot in any NFL game.
Yeah,
and especially teams that are
it's in college.
Evenly both decent. And so if the Saints win by 7, they lose that. If they win by a touchdown, they lose that bet. I think at home they're better. I don't think that touchdown better than the Dolphins.
Not right now.
What make you say that?
I mean, because we don't know where to be mid-season form. Mid-season form, I don't believe in the Dolphins. And I think this is just, shit, Arizona was 4-0 last year.
So was the Buffalo.
I mean, but you're going to judge the team by what they are right now.
And so I think right now they're just jumping on everybody. But mid-season, I don't think the Dolphins going to be shit. I think all this shit is hype as usual.
They still got two games versus Buffalo and New York.
You just got one for the smoke to clear. That's why I feel like the Falcons are really in trouble. Because if you look at them, they look like old shit. Shit coming too fast. That line looking like trash.
Or they look like black ink. Old shit.
They look like old shit. They look like they only got pulled with the team.
They look like the team missing. They look like with the head, they don't got all stuff.
Yeah, they don't look the same. Mike Schiff right now, he wearing it in the goddamn jersey. No, I think they look like they in trouble. But no, I don't believe in this Dolphin shit. No.
All right. Thank you. That concludes our NFL. It's a long fucking podcast. Our NFL week.
This song been kept me here.
For picks and kicks. Thank you for listening. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.